Hello, this is Todd McGreevy, and a woman was given my name and number as a potential interested media outlet for her story. Her name is Pamela Davis. She's an East Moline native, currently living in Davenport with her son. In 2001, she was fined or taken to court by the city, apparently over excessive animals in her home, something to do with an ordinance to do with taking care of animals or something like that. She was supposedly going to have a jury trial in 2002. She claims her attorney and the city's attorney went behind closed doors and came out and said she could not have a jury trial. And subsequently, it went to, she got a new attorney, and according to her, in June 2003, she won the case and was acquitted of the charges, if you will. As she put it, she beat the ordinance. Don't have what the ordinance number is or the case number, anything like that, but her attorney in 2003 was Pete Church. And then moving forward, apparently she's had, you know, problems with the city regarding her her yard and animals and so forth. And long story short, they evicted her in October of 2009. The home that she lives in on 17th Avenue in East Moline is owned by her mother, Dorothy, who lives in Arizona. And they evicted her out of her home. She now lives with her son in Davenport. She's extremely upset. And this is a phone conversation I had with Pamela Dennis following these remarks that I recorded. And towards the end of the conversation, I let her know I was recording this and asked her if she was okay with that. And she was fine with me recording this. I'm recording this because there's a lot of information here. And I want to share this with anybody who might be interested in covering this as a story in the media in the Quad Cities. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And they turned around and they said that I wasn't doing all of this, and they knew that I was because they were sending animals down to, you know, to the county, and the animal control officer seen me down there, and she knew what I was doing because we would stand there and we would talk, and we were friends at one time because we would even help the animal control officer when there's dogs or something running loose in our neighborhood. My son would pick them up and we would call them and let them know that we had the dog, and she would help us find the original owner for it so we can get it back to the owner. And you know, we would help out the city too. And
so Pam, in 2002 the city sued you or took you to court?
Yeah, they took me to court.
This is the city of East Moline, right? Pam, let me ask you this. What was the charge that you were being charged with? So, Pam, then, who was your attorney, Pam?
At that time, it was Wisner. No, excuse me, not Wisner. Uh,
Okay, well, it'll come back to you. No problem. So they go in, they go behind closed doors.
I'll get his name for you. And so then after that, I was supposed to release the animals all in December. Well, and I fired my attorney because I didn't think that was right that he let them do this to me, because we were paying him good money, you know, to so we can go through court on this. And so I could win because my mom was helping me too at the time. And then in a day before I was to surrender the animals, but I already fired this attorney, so they broke into my house. The animal control officer broke into my house while I was gone to the doctor's, and while I was, because I had an attorney appointment that same day. I wanted to go to the doctor's first and then go to the attorney. And I had, while I was gone, they came into my house. She even left a note on my door. She was inside the house while I was gone without permission. She did it even without a warrant, without a search warrant, anything, without even a judge giving her permission to even come in there.
So,
a few months later,
Pam, hold on 1 second, because I want to keep track of this. So, when she came into your house, did she, I mean, what evidence do you have she came to your house? She left you a note, but was there something removed? What, did she remove animals, or what was done?
No, she was saying how many cats that I had. She didn't go upstairs, which I was thankful for. She said she'd seen 6 cats, 1 dog, and, I had just cleaned the house that day, but I forgot to let out my dog, and she kind of poopied on the floor, and she says feces on the floor in 24 hours to pick it up.
Okay, so that happens. Then what happened?
Well, then we went to court. Well, they said that they, because my attorney, the ex-attorney, said that he stated I needed an attorney before I was able to surrender all the animals. So they agreed, and they allowed me more time to get an attorney. Well, then I got another attorney. And then in, that was 2002. 2003, in June of 2003, I did win the ordinance. The judge, because the attorney I got, said, well, what is she doing wrong? She's not doing anything wrong. She's doing everything right. And he didn't see what I was really doing was wrong.
Pam, you just said you did something about the ordinance. Can you repeat that?
I beat the ordinance.
Beat the ordinance.
I beat it in, because the attorney I had stood up for me and said, what is she doing wrong? It is not against the law, a real law, stating that I, you know,
okay,
that I can't. All right, and he stood up for me, and I did win the orders. Well, I was also going through another bad time, too, at the same time, so that's how come I remember my name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then they came, but then, you know, 2007 and 2008, we had all these heavy rains.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my basement flooded, just like everybody else's basement flooded. Mm-hmm. My house isn't in where the flooding is. Where the flooding was, but I lived, there was a hill behind me, and the runoff from it was causing my basement to flood.
Okay.
And so they brought me in, and I didn't know this because I don't watch the news all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They brought FEMA in to help everybody, even the ones that just had flooding in the basement. And they helped the whole, you know, the whole Rock Island County. They helped everybody in that. Like in Silvis, Moline, and Rock Island, as well as East Moline, and anybody that was within the Rock Island County, they were able to get help for the flooding. Well, I didn't know anything. Well, then in 2008, they found out that my baby
No, wait, Pam, when you say they found out, who is they?
The city.
Okay.
And I was trying to do whatever I could to try to replace everything that needed to be replaced in the basement of my mom and my house. And then they came back on me about everything, even on the animals again.
Okay.
They're trying to say that I didn't win. And somehow court records, everything got changed in the court records because it was there in December of 2009 that, not 2008, 2008 that I did win and beat the ordinance. And then because an attorney checked into her because he was going to take the case at that time. And he checked into it and he told me I did win it. And then by the time I had the money to go in to get all the paperwork, this was in January 2009, all the paperwork was changed. Everything was changed.
Okay. When you say
they tampered with the court records.
And when you say they, who's they?
I'm not sure who it was. I'm positive the city probably did it.
Mm-hmm. And do you have copies of, I mean, how do you know they got the records were changed?
Because when I went in to get the records, all of a sudden they hand me the papers. They said, first the number of the case, they said that I had the wrong case number, and I had the right case number because the guy gave me, you know, the attorney gave me the case number. And, when I went in there to get it, they says, oh, no, that's not the case record. There's another case record here. And they gave me the case worker, and then they gave me the papers, and it all stated something different.
Okay.
Well, then they started on the animals, and then all of a sudden, then they were charging me for one thing after another thing after another thing. And I even had junk in my backyard that I was trying to postpone on getting rid of the junk. Because I didn't know that the city was even taking that junk for free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to get rid of it, the stuff that was out of the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I don't listen to the news because to me the news just is. I'm tired of hearing people's rights being taken from them. So I just.
I understand. So what's the current status? Really?
Yes. And every time I had the money to fix something, it's like, I think my phone was tampered with, or...
Tapped.
Yeah, tapped. And, or they had some kind of tapping system in my house, because every time I had the money to fix one of the parts in the basement, they would come back on me and charge me with something else.
Do you have records of all these charges they've levied against you?
Yes, my attorney's got it.
Okay.
He's got a lot of them.
And
one of them was the animals, then it was the garbage, then they were saying that I was taking human feces out of the toilet and throwing it in the garbage, and they refused to even, quit taking my garbage.
Wow. That's bizarre.
Yeah, and I wasn't, because I was taking water, because I had a pipe that broke because of the flooding down in the basement, the main pipe, the one that's in the floor, it got weak, and it, because of the water, you know,
mm-hmm.
And it busted too on me. So here I'm trying to get everything fixed.
Wow. So, did you own your house? Did you rent?
It's my mom's house.
Okay.
It's my mom's house.
Okay.
I've lived there for over 20, almost would have been this June, 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived there, and I have always helped the city out. My son and I always helped the city out. We were always doing something for the city. And this is how bad I was being treated.
So I'm very intrigued how the city could kick you out of your mother's house. Is your mother still alive?
Yes, but she had a stroke in 2004, or no, 2003, the end of 2003. In November of 2003, she had a stroke.
Okay.
And
sure.
And then gradually she's lost everything. You know, part of it was it got so bad that I called them and I told them, I said, you know what? You're not taking my garbage. So you know what? I'm not going to pay for it no more. I said, and I'm not going to turn around and find somebody else because I'm on disability. I said, I'm not turn around and find somebody else that I have to get rid of my garbage from.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think you are lying because I told them I was flushing the toilet. I said, I'm taking water because I was borrowing water from the neighbor next door, the one neighbor that next door to me. And I was using water and flushing it the toilet with that water. And then the detective that was involved in all this told me that that's not what I was doing. You can't do that. I said, yes, you can. Take a bucket of water and flush the toilet without using flusher.
Right.
You know,
yep.
And he said, no, you can't. I said, yes, you can. I said, I am not that close of a person to turn around and take feces, human feces, out of a toilet and throw it in the garbage. And I said, furthermore, you take human feces every day in your garbage, but when you pick up the garbage, when there's baby diapers.
Totally.
And
oh, yeah. So, Pam,
human diapers, you know, I just brought these things up. I said, what is your problem? Why do you have this problem with me? Why is it that I can't get my stuff fixed in the basement? Well, then one time the animal control officer says, well, why don't you call the office and they'll hook you up with FEMA and they will help you get your stuff fixed in the basement. Okay, I called. I said I didn't know anything about it. Like I told her, I don't listen to the news.
Okay.
And I didn't like her anyway. So when I called to ask for the appointment, they said, yeah, we're still taking appointments. And then when I gave them my name, it was another story.
What do you mean by that? Okay.
So it went on, and it got to the point where I couldn't clean my cat boxes. I couldn't clean my house because I had absolutely nowhere else to throw the garbage, and my yard was getting full of garbage.
Okay.
I had nowhere, no place to throw it. I didn't know what to do. They had me so backed up into the corner of not being able to anything.
So, what did the sheriff come and evict you, or how, what happened?
Well, no, the city did. The city did it. Well, so in the meantime, it went on, and then in September, I think it was September. Yeah, in September, I fell and I broke my ankle, and I had to have surgery, and I had to bring him in and feed the animals. Well, then,
And what month was this?
This was in October.
October of last year?
Yeah.
Okay.
The 1st of October.
So where did you end up going?
I wound up staying with my son, and they only allowed me, and they weren't even going to let me. When they pulled me out of the house, they pulled me so hard, because I decided, hey, you know, I've got to have my medication. Mm-hmm. I'm a diabetic, and I've got to have my medication.
Mm-hmm. So, Pam, let me ask you this. Who was your attorney at that time?
At this time?
No, no.
Eric Hanks.
Okay, in October of last year, who was your attorney?
Eric Hanks.
Eric Hanks, okay.
Derek Hanks.
Derek. D as in dog, Derek?
Huh?
His name is Derek as D as in dog, Derek?
Yeah.
Hanks.
Derek as D as in Hanks, yeah.
And how do you spell his last name? Okay, that's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure I heard you correctly. And he's in Moline?
Yeah, he's in Moline.
Okay.
I told him that I was going to try to get the paper, too. Well, anyway, I went in early the next day. This was a Monday that they took me to court on Tuesday. And I called my attorney, and I let him know that they didn't even give me the 24 hours.
Okay. So, Pam.
And I got them back, and they were going to go back to the original owner. Well, this is how they did. They did this to stop me from being able to do anything with the animals, is why they did. They wanted these animals. They wanted to put them down. They wanted to do whatever they could to hurt me. They did everything to break my heart. But when I went in, because I had to have my medication, so I went in, and I took my medication because my sugar was high.
Okay.
I had to do something to bring it down because I was so upset. My sugar was really high. So when they came that day, I told them, I said, you did not give me my 24 hours. They said that they had the right to do what they did to me. I said, no, I was allowed 24 hours and I didn't get my 24 hours. I said, I needed to get some things together.
Pam, let me ask you this. When that incident occurred, did you get the name of anybody?
Did I what? I'm sorry.
Did you get the name of anybody that was at your house when you were when you didn't get your 24 hours? Who were the city staff?
Yes.
Okay.
Lieutenant Regan, Patty Roush, the animal control officer, and Gail Parker, the county animal control officer. And then there was another
Pam, let me do this. I've got a lot of information here. Your phone number is 309-631-3326, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm speaking to Pamela Dennis. Is that how you spell it? Pamela Dennis. You are an East Moline resident, but you're now currently living with your son?
In Davenport. Just temporary.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Let me talk to some people I know in Moline, or East Moline, I mean. And some other friends I have in the media over there, and just see what I can find out about this. The thing that most intrigues me, I mean, you've got quite a story here. There's lots of stuff going on. One of the things that intrigues me is that the court records were changed, according to you, and I'd like to find more information out about that. The challenge...
Well, you know they're not going to tell you the truth.
Okay, but the challenge...
I know
we face, Pam...
I can tell you that I did win in that day.
The
in 2003.
The challenge we face is for in order for me to, or anybody, to really follow any of this and understand it, because you've got a lot of stuff going on here, is there needs to be something in writing that we can look at. I need to see, like, the day that you won back in 2003, did you get a ruling in writing? Did you get something that explained what happened?
Yeah, I did, but I don't know where it went, and at the time, right now, I can't even, it was to the point where I wasn't even allowed to even have anything at all in my house. When they kicked me out, I was only allowed three pairs of pants, three shirts, one shoe. They wouldn't even allow me to get the other shoe because they knew the cast was sooner or later coming out. But when they pulled me out of the house, he left bruises on my shoulder because
he being who?
Out the door. Lieutenant Regan. And okay. I had a hold of the doorknob, the handle of the screen door. And when he pulled me out, I didn't even have time enough to let go of that handle. He caused me to cut my fingers. And I do have pictures on my cell phone of the bruises, of the bruises and the cut finger.
That's very helpful. In 2003, when you won that case about the animals and so forth, who was your attorney at that time?
Pete Church.
Pete Church?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's in Rock Island, but I don't know if he will be willing to go along to tell the truth either. I don't know who's being paid off to lie, because I still say he's willing to do whatever they can to cover up the fact that I won on in 2003. They're doing whatever they can to cover it all up.
And what is...
I'm being totally truthful, and I just, you know, I get, I'm angry because all of this is happening to me, and nobody gives it. It just seems like nobody gives a damn what legally things they're doing and how they broke into my house.
Yeah, it's a... Pam, let me ask you this. What's the street address of the house?
And he's, the address is 182 17th Avenue in East Moline.
And what is... is
any, on the one way.
Is anybody living in it now?
No.
Okay.
They would, like I said, they wouldn't even allow me. They wouldn't even allow me my medication.
And Pam, let me ask you this. Does it, the house is, it's your, it's who, your mother owns the house, correct?
Yes.
And so does she still have to pay a mortgage on it? Is there still, or does
yes,
she?
Yes, there's still a mortgage, and they're up to date with the taxes.
Okay. Okay. All right.
My sister's taking care of my mom right now. She's in Arizona. She don't want no part of this.
Right.
So, she's really upset with me because this is all happening.
Pam, let me ask you this. So what is your mother's name?
Dorothy Dennis.
Okay.
And then I also, they wouldn't even allow me to get any groceries out of the house. They wouldn't allow me to get any more clothes than just what they gave me.
All right, this is a lots of information. I've taken a lot of notes here, Pam, and just so you're aware, I want to get your permission. I did record this conversation.
Fine.
Are you okay with that?
Yes, I am, because I want this. I want people to hear this. I want people to know our rights, our freedom is totally being taken from us.
Okay.
We have no more freedom on our properties in these towns anymore. We just don't, and we got to try to fight to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to, because we can't even have a small vegetable garden in our yard anymore.
Really?
Yes.
Goodness.
Anonymous, because she knows that she's being harassed too Spidey's calling and she doesn't want to, she would probably talk to you anonymously.
Okay. I'll tell you what, I'm gonna stop recording right now, okay? Stay on the phone, all right?
And left that note. And I don't, I beat him to the one, I don't even have that proof anymore. I know they've gone through, I got a lot of these papers that I had, but they didn't know that the attorney already had them.
Wow.
Pam,
you're saying that when you were evicted from the house that your mother owns, that you were told if you came back on the property, you would be arrested?
I would be arrested if I bought my own property.
Wow. Okay, we're gonna look into this, Pam. Who asked you, why didn't you appeal it?
A different attorney that I've called to sue the city.
Okay. They're asking, the attorneys you've talked to have said, why didn't you appeal the 24-hour eviction? Okay.
For one thing, I'm on disability. I don't have a whole lot of money. Mm-hmm. I'm paying off the attorney. I'm trying to do it a little bit at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.